Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 28th of March, and right now it's partly cloudy and 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low 26 to high of 31 with heat index of 36. It's supposed to be breezy with southerly winds at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour, and for later on they predict again overcast in the evening, then partly cloudy with winds from south at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 84 and it will drop on 64% by noon. Moon is back in Gibbous, illuminated to 99%. Here's a special announcement from the Working Committee, its support group, Resident Assembly Service and concerned residents calling for a general meeting on 2nd of April at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. They propose agenda with, first, Working Committee will share the agenda points for the upcoming governing board which they have received from the Secretary's office, and then will invite the comments and suggestions of the residents which they will communicate to the governing board. And second, to update on the work towards solving the issues discussed during the previous general meeting. The continuation meeting will take place later. We got a busy weekend again ahead of us with the two locations. One is Visitor Center here in Oroville and Aurodan Gallery with its secret garden in Pondicherry. Visitor Center will start tomorrow at 8 p.m. with Multicultural Dance Performance Essence, celebrating women through dance, in which they will share with the community contemporary tango, salsa, Bharatanatyam, Odyssey, Bollywood, African and modern jazz dance. Visiting the center will continue on Saturday at 8 p.m. with Each One Teach One, and here are B-Boys themselves talking on the event and the project of Each One Teach One. Good morning, Nico and Julio. And Nico, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Hello.
Hello, thanks.
Yeah, when we were talking about that, how come you decided to come back this year again? Because last year was really great.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't really a question I was asking myself. So Anna actually asked me again. So it was clear after a while that the whole setup is going to be again. In this case, it was government's foundry, but Huyu can tell you more about this, I guess. Sponsorship.
But just in short, let's say you guys are Each One Teach One, which is a program.
Yeah, we are from Schmeckis. Yes, exactly. Like Anna Schmeckis is like the have the vision of Each One Teach One, and is bringing together like different kind of artists every year. To in this case coming to Auroville to perform, to do workshop with kids, to interact and collaborate with like people from here.
But it's more focused on bioregion and village children, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mohanam and Irumba, yeah?
Yeah, last year the focus was on the Mohanam. This time it's more on the kids from school kids. From the Aurelian Institute for Technology.
So, and I was invited by Anna and Nico, brought me into the whole thing, and they asked me to do this exhibition, which takes place tomorrow at the Aurodan Secret Garden Gallery, or at the Secret Garden of the Aurodan Gallery, which is actually at Papa Mile Cole Street in Pondicherry. And if you come tomorrow, you will see some performance, some objects, and a wall painting. And you.
That starts at 6, yeah?
Yeah, it starts at 6 o'clock, and you're welcome to share this moment.
Since you would be having the exhibition in Secret Garden, it's going to be only one night exhibition?
I think it's open for a couple of days, or I don't know. We have to.
Well, yeah, I think like the main. As a performance, let's say, it's only this night. It's only this certain time at 6 o'clock. But yeah, it might be open later on for guests to come.
And for sure, there's the wall painting that you can actually watch every time you want. You just go into
you
the street.
The secret garden.
Yeah, I painted the wall from outside, like the whole wall. And I don't know. I think it's pretty special for Pondicherry. It's not so common to have these wall paintings. So maybe. If you're interested into contemporary art, then that would be.
But you haven't painted nothing in Oroville.
No, not yet.
Because so many walls which are really white.
I would like to just show me a wall and I come over.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so I still have some paint left, so in 3 days, let's see what I can do, okay?
Ah, cool. You call yourself 44 flavors?
Yeah, actually 44 flavors is something like an art group, but we're not a group, we're just two people actually, a duo. And we're working in Berlin with Sebastian Bagge, my partner. And we do a lot of exhibitions and art events, and we just enjoy ourselves by doing contemporary art, which is
some graffiti and
actually that's where we're from, you know, like I used to grew up with graffiti in the early 90s. When I was like 13, I started to actually write, and at that time I met Nico,
which
also
was forbidden. Yeah,
yeah, for sure, in Germany it's forbidden. And I also did paint trains, and here in Orwell, I can tell you. It was a great time, and we had a lot of fun. Also, I met Nico at that time, and he was a bit older, and back then you already painted and did
did graffiti at the time.
Yeah, because that goes with the breakdance.
That goes with all the elements. I mean, this is also an interesting part, like the name of the whole thing. We call it like Five Elephants, which is just a persiflage or whatever you say.
Maybe I can tell something about it, because I came a bit later into the whole group, and Anne came up with this name before, and as we were funded by the IFA, it's a German funding organization that funds like exhibitions in
abroad, basically.
Abroad, like the world or like out of Germany. So actually they called the whole thing Five Elements of Hip Hop, and when I came in I was like, okay, so I have to expose or show my work with a title that's already there, and it's pretty hard. So as I'm like always work a little bit with make fun about a lot of, and I don't take myself and the art too serious either, so I called it Five Elephants and changed it into elements again. Yeah. To bring a bit of fun.
Where are the elephants, you know?
They're gonna be some.
They're gonna be some.
It's five of you, it's fine, no?
No, it's not that, because of this. The Five Elements is like based on the idea of hip-hop in general, so we have basically four elements which are like say practical elements, which is then the emceeing. So we have somebody who's doing the emceeing, we have like graffiti, we have DJ, and we have the b-boys as dancers. And the fifth element should be consciousness. So like basically it's kind of overtaking everything, because to do so, like young kids staring doing dancing, and somehow they don't really know what they do, but in a certain way they get the consciousness for everything and get the idea of what it is and for their life. So that's why the name came from. We can say you shouldn't expect a normal hip-hop show. So we all up to create some new and to explore hip-hop for ourselves, because we're all in the scene, we're moving in the scene, we like do dance in the scene, so we take this possibility to break out a little bit. Evolution anyway.
I would say like hip-hop is not what it used to be before also, so everybody evolved somehow, and so I did. So I'm not always painting with spray cans anymore, I also use brushes and whatever, so my vision gets a bit like further beyond hip-hop.
You evolve and grow,
Everybody does, so I think like it's still based on hip-hop, but also the dance will be kind of contemporary.
Will have contemporary parts.
The dance is actually interesting because you're fusing, that was the idea to work with the children here.
Something
which is completely new form,
the thing this time is it's a little different compared to last time, because we had a little struggle because of the school strike, so we didn't have that much time as we expected it. It's going to be like a presentation of what we did with the kids in every way. So they did also do breaking, they did also do graffiti style, but yeah, let's see what comes out. Actually, it's going to be fun at all. Like show, like seeing what they are able to do, and actually to see how they will express themselves on the stage. Won't be so much like a super good, well choreographed. Like, you know, it's not about that. It's more about the result of our workshops and working with the kids, and also with the kids from the Village Rockers. They're going to have their own little program integrated in the big program. It's not that. Like last year, that was a total fusion. We tried to mix everything. Cool. So the concept this year is a little different, because we kind of focused also on the art gallery and trying to take over the garden as a concept. And here we would like to invite everybody to come to see a nice stage show and having a good time after it. Let's say after party.
Yeah, we remember.
Yeah, everybody does, I guess.
That's good, but. And since you've been here last year and you are here again, I think you can probably put in perspective somehow how that kind of workshop affect the children.
Yeah, actually, this is the thing we're seeking for our own, like because the kids changed, because the school, like the just the classes, people from the classes changed. So I didn't really have a chance to talk to.
They're not the same.
Yeah, exactly. Except for one, and. I think, what is changing him was that he is he's still interested in, and I was connected with him via Facebook, and I saw like he was still working for it. And what also is a nice thing that we found people in Pondicherry who are actually doing b-boying, and so we're kind of connected right now. They already been to Auroville, and so this time it's more about like making it to last here, like making good connections, which we had from, which we brought more or less, because we were also connected with people from Chennai, so they had a connection, like the hip-hop scene, let's say. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking to the kids from the school that they might connect with these guys, and maybe they can go on with workshops and everything, so it might change them a lot. But I guess the most impact last year to see, and that's why I'm not so scared, let's say, about like if they do it right or wrong, was that I saw like how happy they've been being on stage and being celebrated with their like social background, because some of them are quite poor, and I don't know that they would ever expect it for themselves, stay in front of like a lot of people celebrate their art form. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the most beautiful thing last year, so this was going to be happen again, no matter what the outcome is, I would say, like just emotionally wise. Yeah.
So can we repeat for the people who are listening? Tomorrow it's Auroville Gallery from 6 onward.
That's it. Like from 6 p.m. onwards, there will be a performance at the Auroville Secret Garden. With Each One, a dance performance with Nico Rock of Masterplan Crew, Reza, Danny, Chaotix, live music by Solar Plexus, and music by DJ Solar, the whole vision by Anne Schmeckis, and I'm showing, like, my name is Julio Rölle, and I'm showing some objects and a wall painting coming from Germany to
Saturday
India.
It's moving up to Auroville.
Exactly. On a Saturday, it's going to be a stage performance with the same people, actually, plus the students.
Minus art, maybe, you should make your way
to Pondicherry to see the art. We have some art, which is like a result of the class.
And also we are doing the background of the scenery with some of the results of the workshop, and I'm going to put this into an installation for the
visitor
center.
What's also interesting, by the way, we almost forgot, but we are also having a connection with a girl from Delhi. Her name is Kajal, and she's also a young graffiti artist, let's say. And she were actually doing the workshop in the school. So whatever you're going to see on the stage tomorrow, it's a like nice collaboration with Kajal and Julio. And it's like the leader.
And the pupils.
And the pupils, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So Kajal came just for that occasion?
The story behind it is that Sana, like our DJ and also a dancer, he been in Delhi like 3 weeks before. Mm-hmm. To get no Delhi and everything. So And as it gets in the hip hop community, you will have contact right away. So she hosted him. Yeah. He was sleeping at her place and so on and so on. So a connection grew really fast in like 3 weeks. And we decided as Each One Teach One to bring her in as an Indian artist. And yeah, to push her, but also to get something for her, because it's also about learning. So yeah, having somebody from India is beautiful. Like the same with the B-boys here, just learn from them. Yeah, how they live, what they do, and what their ideas are.
Let's not forget Willem Schmeckis, the brother of Anje, is going to do some Aikido sequences as well on the 30s.
And the Village Rockers are performing.
Which
are the younger kids of the Mahanams, and we're expecting nice performance from
them. Younger, you mean the kindergarten or school?
No, it's like they have like, I think Balu told me, I don't want to be wrong, but I think it's the third generation. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure, maybe second. So, yeah. Sorry for if I'm wrong, but yeah, it's and they actually got teached by the Mahanam sound crew. So they did some pretty nice stuff, which we already saw. We were able to see this and share this, and we're happy to have them on stage as well.
Cool. Thanks, Bort.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thanks
see
a
you
lot
tomorrow on Saturday.
Yeah, please.
Let's have fun.
Make sure you time and have fun. Yeah.
On Saturday, 30th of March, between 10 to noon, in the conference room in Town Hall, L'Avenir Town Development Council, we host a workshop on regional planning with Katie Ravindran. Katie Ravindran is a member of the advisory committee on the Town Development Council and has experience working on the regional planning for Pondicherry area. He is presently engaged with the Town Development Council to work on a concept note for regional planning. He is a professor and the head of urban design at the School of Planning and Architecture in New Delhi for over two decades. He is the founder and president of the Institute of Urban Designs, India, which is a professional association of qualified urban designers, and Ravindran is specialized in the area of urban morphology and humanizing cities. Tamil Heritage Center invites us all to participate in the literary festival of Kamba Ramayana, which will be held on Sunday, on 31st at Bharat Nivas from morning 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon. It will be a whole day full of lectures, discussions, music, dance and theater, led by great scholars and reputed personalities to address our students, staff and public from our region. On Sunday 31st at Youth Center, we are all invited to participate in a one-day Tetra Pak workshop. In the spirit of reduce, reuse and recycle, come to build your stool or a house in Tetra Pak. Workshop will be going on from morning 9:30 a.m. to afternoon 5 p.m. and they are asking us to register by SMS with our name on 944-200-6807. Heis and the Unlimited team at Auroville Village Action Group invites us on Tuesday 2nd of April at 4:30 p.m. at Mark's Cafe at Visitor Center to join them in preparations for our community-based Earth Day celebration. On Wednesday 3rd of April at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, the French Pavilion presents Last Concert of Mark Vela in Auroville. The Caravan of Love with Mark Vela and the Caravaners are back in Auroville after a 40-day journey in South India. A slideshow of their journey will be presented. Then, Mark Vela will give a concert in the presence of the Caravaners with the collaboration of Auroville musicians who want to participate. Mark will also give two or three concerts in Pondicherry before returning to France. The dates of these concerts will be announced later. On April 5th, 6th and 7th at Kripa in Kalabumi at 5 p.m. will be 3-day international dance workshop with three choreographers from Paris, Ghent and Pune. We will have a chance to learn with Esteban Olives modern dance, with Swapni Daglia contemporary dance, with Wimbuse tango and salsa. University of Human Unity announced a musical interpretation and Vedic knowledge, which is a seminar on the practical and theoretical interpretation of classical music in the light of Vedic knowledge. Ladislav Brosman will conclude seminar with Sunday evening concert at 5 p.m. The following is an announcement from L'Avenir on Ring Road about New Dawn and Angiros Garden Crossing. L'Avenir is at present constructing parts of the Ring Road in the Kotakara region of the industrial zone. which means down Carpentry, Svaram, Kofu and further north, with a view to facilitate access, connectivity and ultimately development of the industrial zone. For those who had time to have a look at the newly constructed road, it will be noticed that the width is 4.7 meters. This is small in road terms. They do not expect and do not want to have a lot of heavy traffic on this road, which essentially is an existing mud road that is being paved. According to the master plan, the center of the road should be 1,250 meters away from the banyan tree. Although they did their best to align the ring road as close as possible to this principle, in reality it would be impossible to do so without cutting many trees and even removing buildings. In the future they will keep the maximum width of the road at 8 meters. So they reserved this width for the time being. The 4.7 meters actual paved road is within 8 meters, but constructed where it causes the least amount of collateral problems, like removing trees, fences and etc. The ring road will, like other roads constructed by L'Avenir, have a storm water trench parallel to the road. The trench will lead the water to the canyon in that area. Their next step will be to look at the Verite and Yantra radials, but it will take some time before the study is finished about the trace of these roads. All these roads, ring road and radials, are aiming to develop the industrial zone further. In Porto's distribution center, they need urgently somebody to work regularly in their kitchen, particularly now during the summer months. If you like to cook and you would like to share with your fellow Rovilians your good work, you are most welcome to join them, and they're asking you to come in the morning hours to meet them. Matrimandir team informs the community that as they have not enough Aravilians for the noon duty at Matrimandir from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. for the period from 1st of April until 31st of July, they will reduce the duty from 11:30 to 12:30 during this time. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see the painting, animated film directed by Jean-Francois Laguane, and it was made in France in 2011. At Echo Film Club in Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Sadhana Forest, Kenya, Night Amzima, the haunt of the river horse Hippo, made in 2001 by Mark Dible and Victoria Stone. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, we can see within musical series documentary biography Searching for Sugar Man, which was made in South Africa in 2012 by director Malik Ben Jalul. On Saturday, they will screen an international drama, A Late Quarter, made in USA in 2012 by director Yaron Zimmerman. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we can see animation action adventure Kung Fu Panda, made in USA in 2008 by director Mark Osborne. And later on Cine Club, we can see drama thriller Children of Paradise Part 2, made in France in 1945 by director Marcel Karn. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The relation with the divine, the relation with the mother, must be one of love, faith, trust, confidence, surrender. Any other relation of the vital, ordinary kind brings reactions contrary to the sadhana. Desire, egoistic abhimana, demand, revolt and all the disturbances of ignorant rajasic human nature from which it is the object of the sadhana to escape." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on aurobindoradio.org. Give me your hand, my brother, my friend. Give me your hand, my sister, my friend.